This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Americans on Sunday about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the evacuation of American citizens and Afghans who worked for the United States who are seeking special visas to immigrate to the United States. In televised remarks, Mr. Biden said he is still hoping for the evacuation to end by the August 31st deadline. In answer to a reporter's question, he said he would support sanctions against the Taliban, in his words, depending on the context. And he said if the United States peers, such as the G7, request a longer American presence in Afghanistan, quote, I will tell them we can see what we can do. But he also added, nothing about this effort is easy. The United States said Sunday it has evacuated another 7,400 people from Kabul in the past 24 hours, even as American officials confront what Secretary of State Antony Blinken described as an incredibly volatile situation at the airport after the Taliban takeover of Kabul a week ago. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin activated the use of 18 civilian U.S. passenger jets from six airlines to help ferry Americans and Afghans from safe havens where they were staying after leaving Kabul. It is only the third time in the last 30 years the United States has invoked use of civilian aircraft to assist the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told ABC television on Sunday that as Biden's August 31st deadline approaches, he'll make a recommendation on whether or not to give it more time. And Tropical Storm Henri has made landfall in the U.S. state of Rhode Island, packing heavy winds and drenching rains as it began lashing the northeastern U.S. coastline. The storm was downgraded from a hurricane earlier today. This is VOA News.